Flooded Farms. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've told a few people I'm 54 years old, and I've been on this place all my life, and I've just never seen the water this high along Leapers Creek. It's history-making event.
It's a record not only to me, it's a record to anybody that's living today.
That's two Mid-State farmers describing the historic flooding from this past weekend. Hickman County's Danny Rochelle had just completed planting his corn crop, and at least 260 acres along the Duck River were still underwater yesterday.
So this is a really unusual circumstance for us. And it's been such a high volume of water come down the river, I'm expecting a whole lot more damage. And we really won't know what we've got to deal with for probably another couple of days for it to actually fall back into its banks. But you can see how muddy the river is, and there's just been a lot of erosion through middle and west Tennessee out of all this.
Rochelle says he knows there's a risk by planting in those fertile bottomlands, but never before have the floodwaters reached ground this far up. In Murray County, dairyman Jerry Gardner lost power on his farm for about 24 hours, but he did have a generator in place to keep milking.
Our main problem now is just damage to low-lying fields along the creek. That's where most of my cropland and my hayland is, and it's got some pretty severe damage that I'll have to deal with.
You know, there's been no loss of life here close to us. We're thankful for that. We know a lot of people have been lost in the flood, and that's our real concern. So many people have lost their homes and their personal property and everything they have, and our hearts go out to those folks. But we're just really fortunate to have lost just our corn crop. So
hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.